It was a couple of Mondays ago, caught up with Danny Mack, Dan McLaughlin, at the Scoops headquarters, and we were talking about the Cardinals surge, which at that time was 8 games in a row, which seemed like an insane amount for a team that had hovered around 500, somehow string together 8 wins, and then little did we know there'd be 9 more. A 17-game winning streak that sort of redefined the season, propelled this Cardinal team into the postseason. And I understand if they go and lose the wild card game to the Dodgers, a lot of folks will say you didn't win the division. You're supposed to be better than you were most of the season. You salvaged it somewhat, but it's still not an overwhelming success. And I think you'll hear that in some circles. But boy, that 17-game winning streak, in terms of the Cardinal franchise having never done it, it was pretty stunning. So I wanted to talk to Dan now that the season's over, his job is done in terms of calling Cardinal games. That's another thing that really stinks. I mean, you're the announcer for the team, playoffs roll around, and there's no gig for you. It's a raw deal. So we talked a little bit about that. Dan's got the big golf tournament coming up, nearly 2 decades of raising money. He's done a lot of great work with that. But the Dodger matchup, facing Scherzer, and as I grab Dan, this is after Sunday's game with the Cubs, sort of chaotic because the game ends earlier than expected because they call it off, and then I'm trying to meet up with him. He's got to go to the Mike Shannon party after the game. I got to do a live shot for Fox 2, so we end up doing the interview outside of Aggie's entrance. So if you hear the rumble of cars, that's the Poplar Street Bridge overhead. Some fans milling around in the background. It was a little chaotic. So you got the full background of fan activity on this interview. The Kilcoin Conversation with the Cardinal broadcaster, Danny Mack, Dan McLaughlin, of course, the purveyor of all things Scoops, scoopswithdannymack.com, where you find all of our interviews. Dan just wrapped up his 23rd season on the call of Cardinal baseball, and a lot of folks pointed it out during the winning streak, just how fun some of his calls were. He made this point during the interview. I didn't even think about this. They didn't have one walk-off win. So many of the wins were actually on the road, which is another thing that was pretty unique about this stretch. So Danny Mack is the guest. Kilcoin Conversation presented, as always, by Marie Davila Senior Living. They're at the corner of Clayton and Wideman Road. Look for the fountains to turn red this week. Got the one-game playoff Wednesday against the Dodgers, and Fred makes sure that the fountain is always red for a red October. MarieDavila.com is where you can take a virtual tour and find out more about this great spot in West County. Triad Bank, which is a St. Louis-based bank since 2005. On the web, TriadBanking.com. Their location is Frontenac on Clayton Road, and wherever you live, it's easy to get to because they're very close to that intersection of Lindbergh and Highway 40. Triad Bank, just great St. Louis institution since 2005. Appliance Discounters, theappliancediscounters.com. Go into that search engine, just type in General Electric and look at all the great merchandise that'll pop up. Washers, dryers, stoves, refrigerators, GE rebates available. So you're getting the best merchandise, lowest price. That's what Appliance Discounters is all about. Theappliancediscounters.com. Their savings are your savings. It's that simple. And B&G Tuck Pointing, the best in the bricks. Rich Galati, his family, his daughters, Bella and Gabrielle. It is a family business. BG Tuck Pointing, Bella, Gabrielle. Those are the names of his daughters, the name of the company. BGTuckPointing.com, where you can check out some of the work they've done, whether it's foundation repair, waterproofing, or tuck pointing. They are the best in the bricks. Check them out. BGTuckPointing.com. Now time to talk it over. With the cars rumbling overhead, it's Danny Mack. Dan, when the season wraps up, are you nostalgic? Does the whole season sort of pass before your eyes when it's game 162?
This one has been odder than any other season we've had because you think about when we were coming to the ballpark, there was limited capacity, and you began the season not knowing if you'd have any fans. And so to end it the way that they did, with the great run that they did, the fact that the fans were energized again, that to me is what I take away from the season. Now, I love the 17-game winning streak. Love the fact that they're going to postseason play. But the fact that we were able to get fans back in the ballpark and remind them of how great this can be is the thing I draw from the most from this season.
And every season has its own story. But that streak being historic, it sort of redefined the whole year, didn't it?
It did. And it changed the trajectory of where this team was going. And I look at it as two different years in one season. The team was okay, hovering around 500, had brutal losses for so much of the year. And then to go on the 17-game winning streak and how they did it, it was a different team. I mean, it was a different component of players. It was a different style of baseball they played. And so to me, it's like two different seasons inside this one year.
A lot of people were talking about your calls. I know you're always excited, but was it a little different during the streak when each big homer meant a little more because the streak might stay alive?
It did. I mean, it was in the back of your mind is that, you know, for me, I was thinking, who's the next hero going to be and how is that going to happen? Is it going to happen with a home run? Is it going to be a great defensive play? Are we going to get a great pitching performance? We got all those things. The crazy thing was we didn't have a walk-off in that entire time. And for us doing on the television side, we weren't traveling. So I'm inside a room and calling off a monitor and trying to convey the excitement of being there. And that added to it as well. It is amazing that they won 17 in a row and the majority of those games were on the road. So it was fun, man. It was so much fun. And I doubt I'll ever see it again in with the St. Louis Cardinals.
And you worked in a little Mike Shannon, get up, baby, get up on that. It just sort of worked out, the Tommy Edman leadoff homer. You've been around Mike Shannon probably almost your whole life. Give me some thoughts on the Moon Man's legacy.
I think his legacy is going to be that he was a fan that was behind the mic. He was one of us. I'm from St. Louis. He's from St. Louis. The fans have so much excitement and passion about the game, and in particular in this city about the Cardinals. And to me, that was Mike Shannon. You know, he conveyed the excitement of what you were feeling as a fan and did it with fun, did it in a way that wasn't like the total polished guy. And that was great. And that was the charm and the allure of Mike Shannon. And so my call today was just to have a little fun. And I didn't even think about it. Ricky, I never script a call, Martin. And Ricky, we did our key to the game. And he said, well, the key to the game is, you know, honoring Mike Shannon. It might have been like, get up, baby, or something like that. And then, boom.
It's like in the back of your head somewhere.
Yeah, and I just thought, boy, what a great way to honor Mike Shannon by imitating his call. So that's why I did it.
All right, so now Cards and Dodgers. By the way, for our podcast listeners on Scoops with Danny Mac, we are under the Poplar Bridge here. They've got the drummers going. I said, Dan loves the fans. I said, we could do it in the lobby, Aggies lobby. This is the real, you got the real feel here, okay, buddy?
Oh, I'm in. This is fun. I like it.
Got a little
it.
Flavor here.
And it's not raining, so that's good.
This is good. Cards, Dodgers, a lot of playoff history, a lot of success for the Cardinals. One game, their place. I think they had the best home record. It's Max Scherzer. It's maybe a tall ask, but with this team, why would it be any different than to go up against the odds?
Especially the way that this team plays on the road. They have been so good on the road in September. How they finished up their road portion of the schedule is something that I think you have to keep in mind. Now, on the flip side, the Dodgers have been great at home. Now, you do have Max Scherzer, St. Louis native, and I've said time and again, it doesn't matter. Like, when he was with Washington, you'd see him down at Jupiter or West Palm, and it could be February 28th, and he's getting the first start and going two innings, and he comes out throwing 97 against the Cardinals with nasty stuff. He just seems to want to shove against the St. Louis Cardinals. So it's a tall order, but again, with this team and the way things have transpired, and it's a winner-take-all. Goofy things happen in postseason play. I wouldn't count out the Cardinals.
Yeah, and we had talked about this recently, but Matt Holliday said a team like that, you'd probably rather beat them once than 3 out of 5. And in baseball, there's a certain logic to that, isn't there?
There is, and especially with their pitching. Now, they were just hurt with Clayton Kershaw going out. Max Muncy got hurt today. So that's something to think about moving forward is how does that affect their lineup? How does that affect their rotation? But it would have been perfect to see them tie the Giants and then have to go play the one-game playoff to decide the division championship. So it Scherzer lined up, and I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, you should be reminded, too, the last time out, he was gettable. Went 5 1/3, gave up hits, gave up home runs. So, again, anything can happen.
And with this team now, let's say you go in and you don't advance. Is it still a successful year? It's always tough to gauge, but it's still 16 postseasons in the last 26 years. I mean, that's a hell of a lot of October baseball.
It's been incredible under the DeWitt ownership group. I mean, they've done a really good job. And for instance, we just saw the Cubs come and go. They tore it down, had to build it back up. Now they're tearing it down again. It is hard to win and sustain winning year in and year out. Drafting, signing the right guys, if you're going to dedicate that kind of money to certain players, it's very difficult to win. Is the season a success? It's a 90-win season. That's pretty good with a 17-game winning streak. But I always go back to the main point. The game is always about the fans. And I do think we got the fans back in the habit of enjoying baseball, coming to the ballpark, and getting back in the habit of making this a routine in the summer, of coming back down here and enjoying it. That's the bottom line for me.
How hard is it for you when the playoffs begin to not to be able to make those calls? I saw somebody online saying, why don't we get the MLB rule to change and allow the home, have a national broadcast, but also have a home broadcast? It probably never happened, but how tough is that when you call every game and then the playoffs arrive and you're done?
It stinks. I would love to be doing postseason games. It's something I've always thought about in one form or fashion. I don't care if it's just an inning or two or whatever the case may be. And it's not a lot of fun, especially when you go through essentially 7 months and this is your day-to-day. Every day it's kind of rinse and repeat. You wake up, you got your routine, go to the ballpark, you call the game, and then you go to bed, and then it's the next day and you got the same thing going on. And then all of a sudden it's just boom, it's over. And especially in a really good year, and especially if they go on a run, because there's always going to be magical moments with whichever team advances. They're going to have magical moments. And to be able to call some of those things, yeah, that's something I think about. I'd love it.
And the golf tournament's coming up. Number 19 for you. Let's remind our listeners about where the money goes and why you're passionate about this.
It's the 19th annual Dan McLaughlin Golf Tournament to benefit the Special Education Foundation. It's at Norwood Hills a week from tomorrow. And it's essentially something that I started, and now we have a whole bunch of people that help out to benefit kids with disabilities and their families that need help. So when the tax dollars stop, we step in, and we're doing things like wheelchairs, hearing aids, walking aids, teaching aids, classroom, rebuilding classrooms, things of that nature to try to help these kids out. It sells out every year, and like I said, we've raised close to $5 million, so I'm very proud of it.
You got to feel pretty good, too, that people, you put your name on it, but people have followed up and been a part of it with you.
We sell it out right away, and I think it is the best tournament in town. It's one of the largest tournaments in town, and the dinner at night is something that we do that raises a whole hell of a lot of money because of what we're able to do with the players donating stuff and people all year. I start collecting different things and the trips and the unique experiences, and that raises a lot of money, and everybody sees that every dime that's raised, every penny that's raised on that night will go to a kid or a family in need.
Thanks, big boy.
You got it, big boy.
Always great to catch up with the boss. He is my boss, right? All of my segments are at Scoops with Danny Mac. It's his website. Cardinal broadcaster Dan McLaughlin checking in with us. Later this week, a legal insider who's been watching closely the St. Louis case against the Rams, the NFL. This thing is starting to heat up, not only in the courtroom, there's some new developments, but also in terms of national attention. Daniel Wallach, who is a longtime attorney who is on the appellate. I don't know the right way to phrase it. But anyway, he has studied this case closely. I'm looking forward to that conversation, sharing with you later this week on the Kilcoin Conversation. As always, our great sponsors are Triad Bank, Marie Davila Senior Living, Appliance Discounters, and B&G Tuckpointing. Make sure you tell the sponsors that you heard me talking about them. And you can always catch all of our visits, iTunes, Spotify, and at Dan's website, scoopswithdannymac.com. I'm Martin Kilcoin. We'll talk to you again soon.